Okay, let's see. I think it's the 2nd, right? March 2nd, 2004. And we're going to do ATM lesson number 109, Lowering the Pelvis to Sitting, is the title. So it's actually a fabulous lesson about balance. So take a moment to observe how you're lying on the floor. What parts of yourself are resting? What parts of yourself perhaps are raised away from the floor? Sense your breathing, your breath. And go ahead and roll to one of your sides and come up to standing. And begin in standing to spread your feet a comfortable distance apart. So ideally that means not close together. And begin to do a movement of starting to lower your hands down to the floor, to touch the floor. And to do this, you're allowed to bend your knees. You can lower your head. So please bend your knees. This is not a time to think of a hamstring stretch, but so you lower down to touch the floor and come back up. And one of the key concepts just in doing this, more than anything, is the ability to let your head hang. So the moment that you try to keep your head up, it tightens your back. Just let it hang. You don't have to whip it back up. Trust me, let it hang. There. And then the last thing that comes up is your head. So lift everything up first. That should not make you dizzy. Good. Now, this next time that you come down, stay down there so you've got your hands and your feet on the floor. Yeah, as flat as possible. So again, your feet can be as wide as you need to. Some of you are keeping your feet really close together. So that's whatever it takes, that's it. So spread the feet, bend the knees, hang the head. And now just staying there, all you want to do is lower the pelvis down as if you were going to sit and lift it back up. Excellent, Bev. But again, one of the constraints is that you keep that head hanging. So even if you did get dizzy for a moment, it should go away. Pick a spot on the floor to look at right in between your hands. And don't take your eyes off of that spot so your head hangs. And you just lower your pelvis and lift it, but your hands never come off the ground. So your butt goes up and your butt goes down. And it's okay for right now that your heels lift. Excellent. Okay, everybody rest on your back. So it's quite obvious that as much as you all don't want to do this lesson, it's imperative. It's very important. This becomes one of the biggest fears for people is falling and the ability to go down to the floor and get up. As we age, people are terrified to go down to the floor. Then stay up. No, you can stay up. Okay, please come back up to standing. Once again, spread your feet as wide as you need to. So that can be, you know, like 2 feet if you need to, space in between. And this time you're going to lower your hands over to the right leg. So what that means is your left hand will be in between the legs and your right hand will be to the outside of your right leg. So you lower yourself down and put the hands down. Stay down there so all four points are touching. That means both palms, both feet, knees are bent as much as you need to, head is down. And then from this position, bend the pelvis to lower. So it means bend the knees more, and then lift the pelvis. So you just lower the pelvis and lift. And notice the more that you lift, your head should hang down even further. That's it, Susie. So you go down and up. And really see if you can now press also through the palms of your hands. This relates to the lesson we did 2 weeks ago with the bending of the fingers backwards. So you need to use the upper body, the shoulder girdle area. Excellent, Bev. Excellent. Good. Okay, and then if you want to, just from there, either come to standing. Some of you like standing, which is fine for a rest, or if you want to lie down. So those are the options. You either can stand or you can lie down for a rest. It might be easier for some of you to stand. It's a lot of work, isn't it? Just think about children, how often they do this. How many times in a row? Now you know why they take so many naps. No, they don't have as far to go, but they do it about, you know, 50 times in a row. Sure, it takes a lot of leg work. Oh, Bev. You're only 24. What number are we celebrating this time?
83.
Okay, come back up. And this time the hands are going to be to the left side. So that means the left hand is on the outside of the left leg. The right hand is in between the legs. You lower the hands. The head is hanging. The knees bend so that the palms are flat on the floor. And if possible, the heels. And then you begin to lower the pelvis and lift it. Lower, lift. Head hanging. Good, Bev. Up. And up. Very nice. All of you are doing great. Okay, everybody rest on your back this time, please. Take a nice long rest, even you, Susie. Rest on your back. What is it that makes it so difficult?
For me. Or
for most people, it's the tightness in the neck that's connected to the back. That's why it's imperative to hang the head. So you've lost that ability. And so what it does is it throws you off balance in the hip joints and the pelvis. So if you're holding the head, you can't be in the center here. See, my head is in front of my trunk. So I feel off balance here. As soon as you drop the head and go down like this, there's no issues with balance. But as soon as the head is out here, you lose all your sense of balance in the pelvis and hip joint. So that's the biggest issue. And as people age, the head is jetted forward, the shoulders are round. They're like this, and they no longer can stick their butt out. Their tail's dropped under. So that's why when they go to sit on the toilet, if this can't stick out and you're trying to go down, you're going to fall. See, this has to come out to let this go down and then sit. So that's why. So rest on your back. It's a good question. Might as well take advantage of the rest periods. Okay, so this time just roll to your side and you're going to come up onto your knees. And let your toes be flat so that the toenails are extended. So you're on your knees and you sit on them. Now let's say you start on your knees and your hands. That's fine. And begin to direct your pelvis. No, go back down, Bev. You're fine. Yeah. Begin to direct your pelvis backwards so that you can come to sit on your heels. And at the same time, your head is dropped down. So many people have noticed, known this as the child pose. So keep your arms out in front of you, and you just sit. And now lift your pelvis up again and come back onto all fours. And then take your pelvis back again and sit. Don't change the toes, Susie. Just keep the feet like that. That's it. So you just sit back on the heels. Good. Now the next time that you go back to sit towards the heels, with your right knee only, begin to slide the right knee forward on the floor. So you bring it straight in front of you, you know, straight forward towards your right hand as you sit back. But what you don't want to do is sit off to the side. So you still try to sit straight back. That's it, Bev. Perfect. So you just slide it a little bit forward. It's not a huge, you know, it's only a couple inches that you can slide it forward, and you still go back to sit on the heels. And then you come back up again. Remember, let your head hang. Every time you lift your head, you tighten the muscles in your neck and your back. So it makes it so much more difficult to lengthen the spine when you're contracting the muscles. So you slide the right knee forward and sit back on the heels, and then you come back up onto all fours. All the way back. Sit, sit, sit. Good. Now put the two knees together again and just a few times sit back on the heels with your head hanging. And then as you come up, lift your head up to look on the horizon. And the horizon would be where the stage is or where I'm standing in the front of the room. Or another way of thinking of the horizon is if you were out at the beach, that line where the sun goes down. So as you come up onto all fours, you lift the head and look at the horizon. And as you start to sit back, your head lowers and you look down. Good. Roll onto your back and take a rest. Okay, roll to your side. Please come up onto your knees again and your hands, all fours. and return to the exact same movement of thinking of sitting back on your heels, but this time slide the left knee forward. Again, it's only a few inches. So you slide the left knee forward as you take the pelvis back to sit on the heels, and as much as possible sitting in the middle. So you're going straight back. There's a tendency to want to roll off to the side, and we will come to that at a later point. Beautiful, Bev. That's it, Kristen. Good. Now go back to keeping the knees parallel. And as you sit back, your head is lowering. And then as you lift the pelvis up and you come onto all fours, you lift the head and look on the horizon. And as you do that, your back should arch in the sense that it sinks. Your belly hangs like a lion or a kitty cat in the wild. And then you lower the head as you sit back onto your heels. Very nice. Good. Now from this kneeling position, bring yourself straight up to standing. That's it. Good. Okay, so let's go back to the first movement of standing with your legs spread apart. Place your hands on the floor in between the feet, knees bent. Good. Head hangs, and just lower the pelvis and lift it. Just see if this has become lighter and easier. And lift it up. Lower. It's like a frog. Lift. Lower. Feel how you press through the palms of your hands. If you're worried about balance, that's where your hands, that's it. And your head must hang. Good. Excellent. And let it go and rest on your back. Fabulous. Roll to your side and come onto your knees and your hands. And this time we're going to alter the movement of the knees. So what I mean by that is you're going to bring the right knee forward, go back to sit onto the pelvis, and as you do so, your head hangs. Then as you lift the pelvis up, your knees come parallel, your head is on the horizon, and then you would slide the left knee forward, go back and sit. So you alternate which knee comes forward each time. And each time that you return to coming onto all fours, you lift the head and look forward onto the horizon, letting your stomach hang. That's it. Then what you do is as you lower the head, you slide one knee forward and then begin to sit. Okay, Let it go, roll onto your back and rest. Bring yourself up onto your knees again. And actually sit on your feet so you're sitting tall. So you sit on your knees and your feet. Your chest and your head is up, looking forward. Good. And now place your left hand, so Bev, bring your whole self up. Sit on your butt on your heels and take your hands away. So sit. That's called sitting. There you go. The other is not sitting. It's on all fours. Okay. So place your left hand onto the floor. That's it. And good. Good. And your right hand can come in front of you. So in front on the floor. That's it. So lift your pelvis up. That's it. Pivot or swing your heels to the right. Heels. Not pelvis. Heels to the right. And sit your pelvis back onto the floor. So you swing your heels and your lower legs enough to the right that you can sit your pelvis back. Don't move your pelvis. So, Susie, you're moving your pelvis. Make the differentiation. Your lower legs go to the right. That's from the knee to the foot. That's your pelvis. You're moving your pelvis. Spread your knees apart. Relax your feet. Just pivot the lower legs. Okay, everybody come back. Come on to all fours. Everybody onto all fours, okay? There should be no weight on your lower legs. Head hangs. Now, swing the heels left and right. Do you know what it means to swing? To swing something means there would be no effort, no weight involved in the lower leg. Put your hands down. Yeah, put the weight on the upper body. There you go. But swing them together, Bev. It's like windshield wipers, okay? It's a rainy day. You've got windshield wipers for your lower legs. Do you understand? Okay. Now, swing them to the right and keep them there. Now, start to lower the pelvis straight back to sit, which would feel like the left side, right? And you can move the left hand to the left to help you. Sit all the way back on the floor. Sit the butt down so you're not on the feet. Good. Good. Come back up. Swing them back to the center and do it again. Swing them to the right, lower back, and sit your buttocks down. Okay, so Susie, you're still not swinging your lower legs. Huh? Way out, so that your butt never touches the heels anymore. Yeah, that's a swing. Aha! Okay? Way out. So the constraint is, when you sit your butt back, you no longer sit on the heels. We went from sitting on the heels and now you don't sit on the heels. Perfect. Pardon me? No, you can look up on the horizon when you sit. Yeah. You can even take your hands away from the floor and then put them back down. Come back up and pivot the legs back to the center and do it again quicker. So just swing them and sit, just as if you were 5 years old. Bev, will knock off 78 years, okay?
You promise.
I promise. That's it. Great. Now swing them to the other side. Now that you've gotten so good at that, swing them to, that's it, to the left. So the pelvis sits to the right, and that means the right hand comes over to the right side. And feel what needs to happen in your ribs. So it's about this relationship of your ribs and your pelvis and your spine that's so important around our balance. Excellent. And for everyone, there's usually one side that feels a little easier. And it has to do with the availability for those ribs to come all the way over to the side. See, if you want to keep yourself to the other side, it'll feel like falling. Good. Now, can you begin to alternate? So that means one time sit to the right, which means you pivot the legs to the left. And then the next time you swing them all the way over to the left so you can sit to the right. So the feet pivot to the opposite side that you end up sitting. And feel for yourself which way has more elegance. That means you have a sense of control as you go back. And pay specific attention to this relationship between the lower ribs and your pelvis, where there's no effort to go back. That's it. Now, see if you can try it. Keep on going. You're doing really good, and you're all doing a beautiful job about kind of pausing when you need to. Is there a way now to eliminate one of the hands? So figure it out. Swing your legs, and which, great, and you end up sitting so that your head is on the horizon. And then as you come up, which hand do you put down that's going to take you to the other side? So you only need one hand now. No. Kristen, back up. Think it out. That's it. There. Just that hand. So can you just come up through the knees without using the hands? So you don't need to go back to all fours now. Do you understand? So just come up on one hand and keep your head on the horizon. So you don't need, that's it, Susie. You don't need to go back onto all fours. You only need, that's it, Kristen, but eyes here. Head here. So up, over, up, over. Up, that's it, Bev, but head up here. I want you to look and bring your upper body, Bev, over your pelvis. So get off of all fours. So more like sitting. So just, that's it, that kind of idea. That's the idea. Now you can use one hand at a time. Which hand do you want? That's it. Which hand? That hand you want to use there. And then that hand, put the other one down when you go over there. And then that's better. But now look at me for balance. Okay? You're looking here. This is like dancers. So this is what you do when you're walking and stuff, is you're shifting your weight and your ribs and your pelvis. But you pick a point to look at. That's it. Good. Okay. Rest. Excellent. Yeah? Good. I'm glad. Fun is important. Good. Okay, everybody take a nice rest. So, you know, what's interesting is then to ask yourself, why is it fun? Exactly. So what do you think motivates a child to do this kind of stuff all the time? It's fun. It becomes easy to move in life. So our biggest motivation in life is to move, independence. And when we have that, life is fun. Right? Okay, back onto the knees. Please. Okay, so we'll slow it down a little bit. So this time, you're going to swing the legs to the right, place the left hand over to the left, and come back to sitting. So legs, that's it, sit back. Your left hand is down on the ground, way over to the left. That's it. And now, can you now begin to lean on the left elbow? So how can you go down onto the elbow and then go back onto your back? That's okay. Just try a little. Yeah. Yeah. So lean on the elbow and just think about how could you then lower the shoulder down. And you can do what you did, Kristen. You can bring the right hand over to support you. That's it. And go on, roll onto your shoulders. And that's it, Beth. And all the way back, lower your head. And then reverse it. Bring your head forward. Bring your weight onto your forearms and come back up to sitting. For somebody going on 83, you're doing the lesson the best in the class. So you're about to die. This is your death wish today. This is your birthday present, Beth.
My body goes to UCSD.
Oh, you're doing fabulous. Okay, so hands over. Lower yourself down. So first the palm, then the elbow. Roll back, onto your shoulders. Put your head down all the way. Go all the way. And now reverse it. So Kristen, come back over. Put the hands. Get onto the forearm of the left forearm, elbow. Come back up onto the knees. Do it again. Oh, see, now Bev is getting super clever. She's expressing boredom like a child would, so she's going to go to the other side now already. Clever kids. That's it. So you can go to the other side now. How do you go to the other side? No, you don't have to go all the way up standing on your knees, just like sitting. If you want to, you can. We'll give you some freedom. Oh, it's not such a big deal, is it? That's it. Now, see if Kristen let the head hang more. So don't pick up the head. That's it. Let it hang. Keep on letting it hang. There, hang. There you go. Okay, now go over to the other side. Have you ever thought about what you would do if you lived in a third world country and you didn't have a bed or something? You see people like that, they sleep on the floor. They don't lose this ability because they do it all the time. The floor is their world. Okay, you need a rest? Go ahead and rest on your back. So now bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, so you're on your back. And from this position, first visualize the movement that you could just roll straight up so that you're sitting with your butt down, actually just like you are, Susie, and your feet. So the rest of you, you get to lift your head. Lift your chest and you come sitting so that your pelvis and your feet are on the floor. And you can use your arms along your side. Ah. And then you go back down again. So pick a point. Every time the dizziness gets going, pick a point to focus on, like me. Just try it. That's it, Beth. That's it, Kristen. So lift your head. Use your arms to press into the floor next to you, Kristen. Spread your elbows a little wider. There you go. Soften your chest. Think of your head and your face looking in between your knees. And come up to sitting. Just straight up. And go back. Good. Come up again. No, no, no. Go back onto your back. Come here. Trust me. Trust me. Give me your hands. Okay, all you do is lift your head and fold it. Lift your head. Fold. Listen. Lift your head. It's okay. I won't let you hurt. Come on. Don't hold your neck. Fold. Lift your chin. Fold your chin into your chest. You're not doing it. Come on. You'll be okay. Stop thinking about strength. Listen to the directions. Focus on what I say. You put your chin into your chest and lift your head. You're not doing it. You're resisting it. Chin into your chest. Come on. Come on. We did this yesterday. Trust me.
We didn't do this yesterday.
You hung with me yesterday. Come on. Okay. Come on. There you go. That's it. Okay? Now, put your hands down. Keep your feet standing. There. Keep your hands here. Right here. You're okay. Nothing happened. Okay. Put your hands down now. Put your hands on the floor. Support yourself. I'm going to hold your legs round. Round your back a little bit and lower your chin into your chest. Just a little more. A little more. Good. Now come up to sitting again. Good. Now do it again. Soften that chest. Soften those ribs. Excellent. Come back up. Round. That's it. Come back. That's it. Come on. Good. Now, everybody come back up to sitting like you just did. And then place your hands in front of your knees and your feet. So bring them all the way forward in front of you. I'll be right back. So that you can start to bring your head forward so that you can lift your pelvis now and come up to standing. Sure? Look who's going to do it over here. Miss Smarty Pants, you're in trouble for the ride home. You might not have a ride home today. You might be walking. Thank you, Sid Cat. How are you going to do it? Okay. Okay. Everybody come up to standing. So stand with your feet spread apart. Place your hands on the floor. Bend your knees. Let your head hang. Go back to lifting the pelvis and lowering it. And can you lower your pelvis all the way down in between your feet? That's it, Beth. Now come back up. And go back down. And see if you can sit down then, Beth. Sit down and let the hands at the very... There! You've got your heels down. Oh, awesome. Too bad you didn't bring the camera today, Falk. Fabulous, Beth. Now figure out how you did that. And go back up. So from here, you just did it. So if you want to start in standing again, you can. That's it, Susie. Let the pelvis go all the way down. And at that point, the head comes up. You can put the hands to the side if you want. Yeah, wherever you need to go. You can go to the side, then come to the front. Well, eventually you can. That's it, Kristen. Good. Good. Okay, so everybody, good. So now everybody come to the sitting position. So you're on your feet and your hands, that's it. And now go back to, can you place your hands and elbows back here? Back here, so that you're going to lie back like onto your elbows and forearms, and then come back up. Of course they are. So you go from your elbows and your hands, your feet are standing, so you're leaning on your elbows. You push and come up onto your palms. You push on your fingers and you come up onto your feet, and then your hands come in front of you, and you come up. And reverse it. Okay? On your back, elbows, palms, butt up. You're doing great. So right here, you go from here, here. Look what I do with my head. It has to come forward as I lift my pelvis. Okay, everybody come back onto their butt, legs standing. Okay, leaning on the elbows. Now, swing the feet to the left so that the knees come to the right. Lean on your right elbow and come up to side sitting. And go back. Lean on to the right forearm. Come back up to sitting again, all the way. So, and keep your chest forward and your head forward. Lean back onto the right forearm. Bring the left one back, bring the legs up to standing, and then bring the feet over to the right, the knees to the left. Lean on the left forearm and come up. That's it, Kristen. Now go all the way back. Put the other hand down on that side. Go through the so that you're leaning on both. Learn to lean on both forearms. Let your head and chest sink. And then bring the legs up. Bring them back up to standing. Swing them to the other side. So, Kristen, just try this. Just try to do this. Don't change this part. Just do this. Huh? Right. So just get back there. Just get back there. Put the other one down first. And there you go. Just let it go. Let your chest soften. Fold it. That's it. Just hang like a hammock. So go the other side first because you're having trouble with the right side. Just go back. There you go. Now bring the left one over. There you go. Lean on them and pull the knees up. Pull the knees up. Don't make it so difficult. There. Now stay there. Swing the legs. Okay, slide them around, make a circle with the feet. That's it, Bev. Let this fold. Don't hold it. Let it go. Sink into your chest, everybody. That's it. You don't have to hold there. Let them come all the way down. There. Come back. Good. Okay, rest on your back. So as you're resting on your back, just take a moment to visualize from your back, you're going to roll straight up. That means that your head will come forward. You'll soften the chest and the ribs. You'll place your hands on the side of you so that you're then sitting on your butt and your knees. You walk your hands forward. You bring your head forward over your knees so that you lift your pelvis in the air as you press your hands down into the floor and come up to standing. So take yourself through it in your mind. Visualize yourself doing it effortlessly, gracefully, with ease. It's a great party trick, you know, at the next bridge session or something, Bev. So just visualize it. And notice in your visualization if there's a part along the way, if your breath, you start to hold your breath and it feels impossible at that location, just try to start breathing and seeing that it will become possible, that it is possible to go through that challenging or difficult area. Okay, and so go ahead and begin. So take yourself through the steps just like you visualized it. So you walk your hands around towards there. So bring them forward, your hands, and bring your head enough forward that you can lift the pelvis. So you have to pull the feet back. There you go. There you go, Susie. So you lift your pelvis. So you can put your hands to the outside of the pelvis, Bev, and at that point, lift right there. That's it. And now get yourself forward over yourself. You got to walk your hands forward and bring your upper body forward. Put your heels back down. Now, there. Now, but get your, yourself in front of you. There you go. Stay right where you were. Back up. Right there. Now walk your hands forward with the pelvis up like that. The hands. There you go. Because you got to get your head over your feet. Put your hands on the floor. I'll come behind you this time, okay? You got to lift your head. You got to trust me. You got to stop holding your neck. Fold your head into your chest. That's it. Nope. Both. No. Just go here. Doesn't need strength. Let your back go. Let it round. Let it round. There you go. Let it round. Let it round. Let this round. There you go. Now walk your hands. Keep your feet flat. Use your feet. There you go. Walk your hands. To the side. Okay? Keep your feet flat. There you go. You're going to walk and lift your pelvis. Get up on those feet. Hands, yeah, it's okay. Just try it that way. Get your hands in front of you. Good. Good. Now lift your butt. Drop your head. Back to what we did yesterday. Keep that head down. And no placing your hands on your knees. I know. Come on. Just lift your pelvis in the air. If your pelvis gets all the way up in the air, you don't need your knees. Pelvis. So you're sitting down now. You got to lift your pelvis and drop your head. Try one more time. Pelvis up. Up, up, up. Up. Pelvis up. Just come on up. Come on. Up, up. Up. One, two, three. Up. Got it? Okay. Okay, so when you come up, go ahead and walk around. See how it feels in walking. Think about how many times during the day you need to bend over and go down to the floor. Right? What if you're in the shower and your shampoo drops? What if you're in the kitchen and the spoon drops? Get another spoon. Now, it's quite an essential part of being able to live life is to be able to go down to the floor and to get yourself back up. So, you guys did very well today. Okay, so I would encourage you throughout the week to work with this, to challenge yourself to go down to the floor and come up. Play with it so that it becomes super familiar to you instead of foreign in your life. So that when there's a time that you need to do this, there's no hesitation. It feels very available. Okay. So everybody have a nice week.